Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Romeo, Rich Spencer calling. Hey, excuse me. I'm sorry. I've been getting this text ever since September that I want an iPad, and I went in and I filled out the questionnaire. I put in my address, and then it asked for my email address, and I put in spencerservice@gmail.com, and it said it flashed up to call customer support. So what's going on?
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
Yep, 14411. I've been a loyal customer to Verizon for over 15 years.
And can you state your name?
Richard Spencer.
And could that be under any other name?
That's, yeah, the phone and everything's in, under my name, yes. I have a family plan, and my kids and me and my wife are all on it.
Yes, sir, I'm not locating any account stating where we billed you for anything. You will have to contact your bank about those charges.
I'd have to what?
Contact your bank about those charges.
About what charge?
How can I help you?
I'm asking, you know, you people have been bugging me since September about this winning an iPad. And they said I had to do a questionnaire. I answered the questionnaire. When I got down, it asked for my email address. And the only thing I have is spencerservice@gmail.com. Once I put that in, it said it wasn't there, and to contact this number. So now I'm talking to you, Romeo. And I've been with Verizon for over 15 years.
Yes, sir, and we are a third-party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products.
Well, then I ain't going to worry about it because to me it's a scam then. There's no, you know, they're not going to send me an iPad. That's what I'm looking at. It said I had to pay $3.95 for the shipping and handling. And then it went to where I'm at right now with you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
No problem.